Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of Irreplaceable, and I am your host Ira. Today, I am going to teach you how to get properly influenced. Here's the thing, energy is everywhere. And getting influenced is basically what you give your attention to, what you consume, what you take in, what you allow something else to have power over you. And I'm not just talking about social media. Getting influenced is the new term. It's the new lingo right now because it is connected to social media and for the word influencers. But in reality, humanity has been getting influenced from day one. It's with the things you love. It's with hobbies. It's with the things you've picked up, with the people you like and trust. It's everything. And it's not necessarily a bad thing. We get influenced by many things, and that's why we desire many things. We get inspired by many things. We want to do many things. It's literally a way of getting more educated and learned about something that you develop an interest towards it and work on it. The place you travel, the kind of content you consume, the person who you want to date, the people who you hang out with, any TV show, movie that you watch, all of it in a way influences you. Books influence you, ideas influence you, thoughts, people, nature influences you. It's another part of getting inspired. Now here's the thing. There are two ways, direct influence and indirect influence. Indirect influence is when you're not aware that you're getting influenced by something. That's normally propaganda, that's normally getting brainwashed, that's normally getting pushed into a direction. And it's very subtle. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but it is trying to tap into your subconscious. These are things you cannot control. And when you're on the first step of self-discovery, we are going to stop thinking about things we cannot control and start controlling better things that we can control. Once you get to those steps, then we move bigger and higher and bigger and higher. So I'm going to tell you the easier bit. I'm going to tell you things that you can control, direct influence that you can control and you have a say in. You have a choice. You have a choice to decide what books you pick, what friends you listen to, whose advice you take, what company you get into. You get to choose. And that's why when it comes to company, when it comes to media, any TV content, movie content, even the reels and the TikToks you engage with, it's a choice to see that over and over again. And after one point, you will see yourself behaving a certain way, having certain thinking patterns that even if you don't want to, even if personally you don't resonate with it, but because it's a trend, it's a fashion, and everyone's doing it, we are designed in a way to push towards that narrative. That is when you need to understand and wake up and realize that you have free will, that you can select the things that, you know, you allow to enter your life. And the reason why understanding this and doing this is so important is because it builds character. You need to be a person who doesn't get easily influenced. And a great part of doing it is to question things constantly. Question why. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Always try to let people reason it out with you. If you start accepting things for how they are, at whatever people tell you, even when you have the slightest hint of suspicions, even if you don't. But you should ask your questions, why, how, when, what. It can be irritating and annoying, but it is better to be well informed than to just swallow up any information that you get. As the world progresses, and as therapy is more accessible to people, people get more manipulative, better with their scams, better with their cons, better with convincing people. And that's why it's very difficult to differentiate. If you're not someone who is used to getting lied to and you know the signs and you get caught and you know you can catch other people. If you're not a person who doesn't get easily duped, if you're someone who is naive and who gives other people the benefit of the doubt and believes, then these people are going to come after you. These people are going to con you because people have become very convincing these days. So if you're going to see the first piece of information you see anywhere and you gobble it up like, yes, this must be true. Why would someone lie? It is what it is, without proof, then you become someone who is very easy to fool. So the first step of getting wise is start questioning everything and start asking for reasons and proof and credibility, accountability, things like that to back up why someone is making a kind of claim. I have always spoken about energies and I am very, very protective about your energy. The second part of this self-awareness journey is to protect your energy. And what does that mean? Your energy, the basic level of your energy, the most basic part of your energy starts with your attention. You need to have full control over what you give your attention to, what things you engage with. You know why they have those things behind a book that gives a gist of what the book is about, that to not completely assume a book all by its cover, that to give it a chance, understand what the context is about, understand, you know, like a brief gist of what is going to happen, what to expect, even trailers of movies, even descriptions of reels, all these things, they explain it to you in short, what to expect, right? Like a disclaimer, you know, like a terms and conditions. So if you know a horror movie is going to scare you, a comedy movie is going to make you laugh, a romantic movie is going to make you feel loved, and as it goes on, then you know what you're signing up to. Okay, listen to this example. So one, you have context. The second part is, let's say, you know, I'm going to watch a horror movie right now, or I'm going to watch a thriller suspense movie right now. One, am I in the right headspace to like consume this? Two hours of feeling that horror. Do you think it's not going to affect you in one way or another? See, if you're 100% aware that, hey, I'm just doing it for the thrill of it, I like horror movies, and sometimes, you know, it's fun, I get a kick out of it, I get it. We all have interests like that. I am like that. I love sci-fi and horror. The point I'm trying to make is consuming too much of something is also bad. So if I keep watching horror movies constantly every day for a month, don't you think it's going to affect me one way or another? You know, this happened with my best friend. She is the biggest horror movie buff ever. You name a horror movie, I don't care if it's a B grade, C grade, D grade, like even the biggest flop, she has seen it. She loves it. And there was this time in her life, I remember for this 1 month, that she would wake up, start with a horror movie, then during lunch, she would watch a horror movie. I think it was during the pandemic. Like, she was just like consuming so much content. And during dinner, you know, she would watch a horror movie. And before going to sleep, she would watch like a horror TV show. After a month, by the end, she started hallucinating in her room. Literal horror shit. And initially, it was all thrill and fun. But when you get too much of something, it starts affecting your psyche because your body starts expecting those things. It starts manifesting those things because it is consuming that energy. It's consuming that vibration, the message that these movies, TV series and stuff like this hold. And I'm not going to sit here and preach and be like, oh, you have to stop all of this nonsense and you should read only self-help books and you should only listen to positive stuff. No, that's the most impractical and delusional way of staying. Being on either of the extremes is the most stupidest thing you could do in order to survive in this world. I never stand by that philosophy. And if anyone else does, like, I just feel pity for them because there cannot be anything absolute. There is no absolute good. There is no absolute bad. The thing that you need to strive for the most is always balance. There has to be a balance. We do not live in an idealistic world. We do not live in the perfect conditions. No one is perfect. So you need to stop expecting perfection in everything, expecting idealistic standards in everything, because that is not reality. We are living in reality. So you have to be realistic and understand that there's going to be good and bad in everything, but I get to choose and control the influence this good or bad thing happens. Similarly, with the kind of relationships you have, if you constantly surround yourself with someone who is always criticizing you, nagging you, putting you down, not cheering you on, not appreciating you, just complaining all the time, you will become resentful. It will show in your face. It will show in the tone with which you speak. It will show like this repulse in your body because you hate that energy, although it's not coming from you. And you might not even be consuming and interacting with this person purposefully by yourself, going out of your way and interacting with this person. This person should be coming, you know, they could be coming to you and putting all of that on you. And still you would get so deeply affected. So if that can have so much impact in your relationships, in your mood, your behavior, your attitude, even your health, you think other factors that have influence on you that are, you know, microdosing you in some way or the other, that are having like some, you know, impact on you or trying to engage with you, you think they do not? When you consume something too much, let it be your food or let it be a thought or a mindset, because your brain is also absorbing everything. Ideas, thoughts are food for the brain. The way you eat a lot of things, if you eat one thing constantly, if you just have sugars, you will get sick. If you just have oil or carbs, you will get sick. You need to have a balanced diet. Similarly, your brain needs to have a balanced diet of information. You have to decide what gets into your brain. And then similarly for your heart, the kind of people you allow, the kind of people you love, the kind of things you love. So you need to feed not only your body, but your mind and your soul and your heart for nourishment. You have to be conscious and you have to control that direct influence other things have over you. Now we come to step three. Now that you're aware enough that things that you directly consume have impact over you, what can you do about it? You have to start curating your energy carefully. What does that mean? You need to start scheduling your energy. You need to think of your energy as investment. You know how we just have 24 hours in a day? Similarly, you have a certain amount of energy in a day. Now you need to decide what things require more energy. How much energy I'm going to give to my work? How much energy I'm going to give to my workout? How much energy am I going to give to my relationships? How much energy am I going to give to my self-care? All these things are calculations. If you can go to the minute detail in arranging the kind of calories you eat to be absolutely fit at the gym, similarly, you need to understand the exact amount of energy you consume to keep yourself mentally and emotionally fit. I've said this again always, and I'm going to say it again now. Mental energy and emotional energy is different. You have a certain capacity for mental energy. Similarly, you have certain capacity for emotional energy. Now you need to understand some things are more demanding than others, but you cannot forget about the bigger picture. The thing that's taking up the maximum amount of energy should be yourself and your growth, then your loved ones, then your extended loved ones, and then you can add other people in the mix or society and stuff like that. But your inner circle, you as a person by yourself, your entirety, your soul should get the maximum amount of energy. Everyone goes through problems. All of us have something or the other that constantly bothers us, and it takes our energy even if we don't want to. You need to understand, how much time of my day can I give to this thing? How much energy can I give? And sometimes you need to start learning the ability to check out mentally of things. When things get too tough, when things get too emotionally draining, you need to understand, I can't take this anymore because this is hurting me so much. You can mentally check out. People can't do anything about it. If you mentally check out of a situation, you think people are going to force you to try to get back? No, it's difficult. Like physically, yeah, you can act it out that you are invested, but you could be zoned out. You could be focusing on something else. You could be literally staring at a wall. And what are they going to do? What are they going to do about it? You know, learn how to mentally dissociate yourself in certain situations on things that do not require your energy. And this is literally a hack. once you understand that, hey, I can shut down my brain right now. I can shut off my emotionally regulatory system right now at this moment. Like, you know, you are preserving that energy. You are saving up that energy to use on other things that you find really precious and you want to spend it on. Now let's come to books, ideas, thoughts. If you are reading a same type of book again and again and again and again, you are going to be just filled with that. You are going to think just that all the time. You will not have perspective about other things, and you are putting yourself in a box and closing the lid by yourself. So even for neuroplasty, you need to start having your brain explore different ideas, explore different genre. See, even if you're a person who loves self-help, I love self-help, but I give myself the occasional break because life is not about only hustling. Life is about joy. Life is supposed to be lived. Life is not all money. It's happiness also. Yes, money buys happiness, and I will have an episode on it. But you need to understand that when you earn money, you should know how to spend it too. A person who only knows how to earn money but not spend it is not really good at making that money. They are not good financial planners, and I will have an episode on this. I swear to God, so many people don't know how to properly manage their money, their emotions, and their lives together, and I'm here to teach people that. So you need to understand that if a book is very dark, if a book is very political, if a book is very explicit, and you're constantly consuming that again and again, it's going to have an effect on your psyche, and it will make you an extremist. It will make you someone pushing yourself to an agenda so far that it's not even your war to fight, but you're so brainwashed by the thoughts, ideas, and concept that you are not you anymore. You are this carrier of this idea. You are the idea, and you are so deep into it that you cannot escape, and you've lost your individuality, and that's why you are going to be stuck with just this. Your existence will become just that, and you will have no perspective, and you will never gain self-awareness because there is no self to begin with. You have sold yourself to an idea, a concept, something bigger or greater than yourself, and I get that. But it's a great battle. It is something, and it's of someone else. It's not yours. It's not your story anymore. You're not the main character anymore. You're a pawn in the game of another idea and ideology that's not even yours. So you need to start making your ideas and your ideologies, and you start with you. I am all for individualism, but I'm also for like the bigger picture. Art is literally made to make people feel something, to stir up emotions in them. And books are a form of art. Ideas, thoughts are a form of art. Art gives out thoughts and ideas. So you have to be conscious with the kind of art you consume, because everything is going to have an effect on you. Everything is going to have an influence on you. So you need to go and curate. You need to go and decide, who am I going to listen to? Who am I going to follow? Who am I going to get entertained by? But at the same time, because see, you can't escape from the billion other things that are happening. News is going to reach anyways. Your FYP, your explore page, they are going to reach to you anyways. So you need to understand, how do I censor it in a way that I know what information to capture, I know what information to lock in, and I know when to dissociate when this information doesn't serve me, or it's just time pass, or it's just for entertainment, or it is just to listen from one ear and throw it out of the other because it doesn't affect me. So you need to be good at regulating and censoring that at yourself. You need to start doing these practices, because once you start, it is like a domino effect. You know, later on it becomes easy, because then that becomes a habit, and then you will be absolutely surprised to see that you have so much energy later on because you've become good at preserving energy. So you are good, and you have more control over what you can give more energy to and less energy to. So you can decide that, hey, now that I have all this extra energy, I can do and invest it in things that are more productive to me, that are more good for me. And even if it's for fun, it is mine to choose from and mine to decide. And that is what I want to teach you. That is what I want you to be good at. So go out there, understand what you're consuming, what you're liking, what you're disliking. And that is a huge part of your personality. That shapes up who you are. Because all this content, all this consumption, everything that you do, you are taking it in. All this energy and vibration, you are taking it in. And baby, you're already doing a great job. You're listening to me. And I'm here to help you. I'm here to make your life better. So if you're already here, I know that you're smart enough, that you're aware enough, that you want to be better than who you are. You want to develop yourself in amazing ways. You want to be self-aware, and that is already a beautiful step. So go out there, conquer the world, make me proud, and trust me, you will come thank me later, because I am going to save you so much energy, so much time, so much attention that you will truly be the version you were destined to become. So go out there. Mwah, love you. And I will see you next time. Bye.